right. In the parsha, in Parshas Vayera, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, and he tells them about the geula that's going to happen. He tells them that Hashem told him, "Vitzesi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, vitzalti eschem mi'avodosam, vigoalti eschem bizra'an netuya, velokachti eschem li la'om, v'yisi lachem li'lokim." Vidatem kinei Hashem, all the whole message. Then the next pasuk says, "Vayadaber Moshe kein al bnei Yisrael." Moshe gave his whole message to bnei Yisrael. "V'lo yishamu el Moshe mikaitz ruach meyavoido kosho." They didn't listen because of shortness of ruach, of spirit, and avoido kosho, the matzav they were in. So the Sipurnu here explains what happened. "V'lo yishamu el Moshe li hisboinein becholze," to focus, to introspect, to pay attention and give focus to what Moshe was saying, that they should, through that, through focus in it, they'll trust in Hashem that the Yeshua is actually going to happen, and it'll be considered for them as mamish as a tzedoko, ki'inyan b'avram avinu, that v'hemin b'Hashem v'yachshav Eloi tzedoko. It'll be a schus for them that they accepted what Moshe said, and they believed it, and they trusted that Hashem is going to do it, and that'll be a big schus. L'chein lo niskayim b'hem nasati oiso lochem. Therefore, it wasn't mekuyim in them that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't have the bitochon in this, that what Moshe said, they had some doubts about it. But it was given to their children instead. Why didn't they lisboinen in this in order to have bitochen in the Yeshua Sakel? They didn't have this emuna in Hashem. And that's what Hashem will do. And they didn't focus their hearts to give their hearts to pay attention. In other words, real tsumet lev, to really put the focus and pay attention to this. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a message. There's going to be a geula. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu established his credibility, at least temporarily, as a Novi, because he did the miracles, and therefore they knew that he had spoken to Hashem, and he told them with all the details of what's going to happen, and it's going to happen in stages, and this, if they would be misbeinin, they would have recognized that this is true and trusted Hashem, but they didn't. So they didn't have that emuna in this, and they didn't really take that isbeinenus in the nesinas lev. Me'avoide kosho. That's mikoyt zeruach. Me'avoide kosho. Ki lulei ho avoide hakosho. If not for this avoide hakosho, hoyu noistim lev l'divrei Moshe. They would have, had they not been so overburdened and so broken down, trodden and broken spirited from the avoda kosher that they had in all the years of Mitzrayim, they would have been nice and lev ledivrei Moshe, for hoyu mevinen mitan oisov, and they would understand from what Moshe Rabbeinu was presenting to them, sheroi liftoyach, that it would be appropriate to trust Moshe Rabbeinu in what he's saying and to have bitochen in that, and but they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. It seems that what Moshe Rabbeinu had said to them, even though this, by the way, this is before all the nisim, they saw some, you know, the few little nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, which the Rambam explains that temporarily, until they come to Har Sinai, that clarified that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the Novi Hashem, but they didn't see yet, this is before, they saw the nisim and the flois in Mitzrayim, but still they had the ability to recognize that from what Moshe Rabbeinu said and the way he presented it, that it was royal liftoyach, they should have, and they could have done that, but because of the avoda kosher, because of the burdens that were on them, they weren't able to focus enough to be able to come to reach that that level of understanding. So the Sipurnu references here a posuk, a few psukim in Tehillim, and the Sipurnu has an explanation on those psukim as well. He says, "Kiloi ne'mono kel rucham." He says that's a that refers to a posuk in Tehillim, in Ayin Ches in Tehillim, and the posuk says, "Vayokum Edus B'Yakov V'Teira Som B'Yisrael." He made Eidus in Yaakov and Torah be Yisrael, Asher Tzivas Avoseinu, Loidim Livneim, commanded the Ovois to pass it down to their children. Leman Yedu Dor Achron, that eventually all the generations, even the end generation, know, Bonim Yivoleidu, the children that will be born, Yokumov Yisavu Livneim, and they will know it, and they'll tell their children. It'll go on and on and on. Yosimu Beluikim Kislom, they'll put their trust in Hashem, they won't forget the words of Hashem, and they will guard His mitzvahs. They won't be like their forefathers, the generation of Seiru Meira, the rebellious generation, the generation that didn't set the focus, the heart. And didn't believe in Hashem and His message that He gave them. So the Sipurna here goes into a whole explanation, and he says what these psukim are talking about. He says, besides the chesed, he starts here, Vayokum Eidus B'Yakob, besides the chesed that He did to all mankind, that He created us B'Tzelem Elikim, and we have the ability to be medame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in our thinking and in our actions, and ba'ofen kasher yosum izeh hamechuven hu roi lo'inesh rav, and to such an extent that if we don't do this, since He created us with the potential to become like Hashem, we don't do that, it's worthy of serious consequences, because how could you not take advantage? Hinei, besides that was to the world. Hinei higdil chasto al kehilas Yaakov, He increased that chesed on Kilas Yaakov, v'hekim b'soichem edus, and gave edus. Shehoyid bohem l'leches b'chol drochov l'dov koboi l'man yasigu ha'nitzchius. He told us, he says, how to go b'derech Hashem, more than just letting us know that we created B'Tzelem Elokim, and how to be Dovik B'Hashem, this is through the Torah, L'man Yasihu HaNitzchias, will achieve the Nitzchias, V'Yisem Kedoshim K'Kodoshoni, V'Torah Son B'Yisrael, Asher Bo Shom Mevsim Sichliim, because in the Torah, he says, he gave us besides the Hadrocho, and to go B'Derech Hashem, and to be Dovik B'Hashem, but He gave us Mevsim Sichliim. Here He defines, it's interesting, it's a Loshon He uses all over, Al Shechidesh Ho'olam, the world is a creation, He created the world, Heyoysoy Mashgiach B'Proti V'Ishi Haminu Enoishi, there's Hashgocha Protis individually for all of mankind, Val Nitzchiyas HaNefesh HaSichlis HaMechuvin Me'ito Yisborach, and on the eternity of the Nefesh, that He let us know, these are the Mevsim Sichliim that we find in the Torah, the world was created by Hashem, I guess created means for a purpose, and there's Hashgocha Protis on the whole Minu Enoishi, and the Nefesh is Nitzchi, it's a chelik elikam imal, and it comes from Hashem and so forth. So we have the ability to have dveikus and leches bedrochov, and the Torah, which this the mevsim sichliim, which are these aspects of chidush ha'olam and hashgocha protis and the nitzchias of the nefesh. Asher tzivas avseinu lodiyam livneihem k'omer v'shinantu levanecha, and that He gave, that we're supposed to teach it to our children. V'yosim alukim kislam v'lo yiftechu v'ashomayim uv'tzvom b'choshlom sheyuchlu kirtzoinam lahetiv ulahora. Not to trust the Shomayim and this, to think like the original generations, Kamo Shechosh Ludor Enosh, Anshe Hatzvo, okay, Velo Yishchu Malle Kael, Ha Mesuporim Batoiro, Kamo Binushnos Dor Vador, they won't forget. They shouldn't forget the Sipurim of the Torah, Mitzvos of Yinsoiru, V'lo Yiyu Ka'avoisom, they shouldn't be like their fathers, Ki Omnem B'Yidias Goydel Hokeil, Yisborach V'tuva Yikneh Odom Avo V'Yira, if a person recognizes the greatness of Hashem and His goodness, he will be kainah in himself, avo and yiro, and he won't never come to be macharif and never come to deny and to despise and to go against Shema Yisrael. When you recognize, for havto comes. Okay, dor seru meire uvezeh uvezeh hoyo dor loy heichin dliboy eloiyun uvezeh loy neemono eskel ruchoy lo hoyo daito kayam im hokel yisborach avol hoyo misupik. They weren't sure. This generation, they weren't sure what was going on exactly. They didn't have, Hashem's going to take care of them, Hashem's going to take them out, Hashem's going to, they weren't sure. They didn't focus their hearts on the mevsim sichlim in the Torah. Shlo yishori mohem, shlo yishori mohem shum suffik, because in order that no suffik would be left. And this happened, why? Because they were soyer moira nimshach achar tavoysof, because they were following after the tavos. Now here we're talking about the yotzei Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Yetzir Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Yetzir Mitzrayim, which it seems by the use of this posuk from the by the previous Sipurnu, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they didn't want to listen to Moshe Mikaitse Ruach, it sounds like that this is also referring to the Tkufa before they went into the before Kabbalah Satoira. But no, it's not so sure. I mean. I take that back, because over there he said that they should have listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. There should have been enough information or enough inspiration or enough credibility of Moshe Rabbeinu to trust that Hashem is going to do the Geula. And he brings this pasuk. Over here he says already that he's going on that Hashem gave them a Torah and gave them Mevsim Sichliim, which are Chiddush HaOlam and Hashkocha Protis and the Nitzchius of the Nefesh. And he says, and they refuse to look at these things, because he says, V'loi Heichin Liboy Elo Iyun V'zeh Lo Ne'mon Elke Ruchoy. What does that mean? Lo Hoyo Daito Kayim Imokel Yisporach Avohoyo Mesupok. Why? Why were they mesupik? So because they didn't pay attention. They didn't focus not on Moshe Rabbeinu's message, which would have convinced them based on knowing that there was a haftocha, that there should have been a geula, and based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did some miracles and therefore he had some credibility. But here he says they didn't focus on the mevsim sichliim of the Torah. It sounds like a very, very interesting situation. They're in a situation where they have already a Torah. And they still had doubts, they still had questions. You know, the Pasuk says, we say it in Kabbalah Shabbos, Arboim Shona Okut Bedoyer, Vo'oimar Am Teye Levov Heim, Vehem Lo Yodu Derochoy. That he said, I fought with them 40 years in the Midbar, and he called them an Am Teye Levov. They were people of whose of the, their hearts were straying hearts. Vehem lo yodu derochoy. They didn't know my way. The Dor Deo we're talking about. They didn't know the way. They were lacking in something. But the Sipurnu here seems to say that what they were lacking in, there's one thing that could have changed everything. Had they been misboinen in the mevsim sichliim of the Torah, then they would have been able to have the full emunah. They wouldn't have any doubts. What does that mean? What are the mevsim sichliim? So, Briyas Olam, the Torah tells us that the world was created by Hashem. Hashkocha Protis, now we know there's such a thing. Hashem is involved. We learned it in Parshas Boy, we learned it in Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything, that Hashem is involved in Hashkocha Protis to the fullest extent. And there's Nitzchius, the Neshama lasts forever. The realization that what we have is beyond the temporal, this world is beyond, it was created, it's not here forever, it's a chidush, it has a purpose, and the neshama has nitzchias. These mevsim sichliim of the Torah, had they paid attention to them, that would have taken away all sveikus. They would have been able to follow everything perfectly, completely, b'li sofik. But they had a sofik because of the fact that they weren't misboinen in these things. And why weren't they misboinen? One reason, because their ben Seiru Moire says, V'lo yiyu ka'avoysam, we, the later generations that now have the Torah, wouldn't be like that generation, dor Seiru Moire, dor lo heichin liboy, heichin liboy, v'lo nem no eskel ruchoy, that they didn't, they were this dor of Seiru Moire, nimshach achar ta'avoysof. So it sounds like, if a person is misboinein, in the mevsim sichliim of the Torah, and everything that about Briyas HaOlam, there's a world, there's a creation, there's a purpose, there's Hashkocha Protis, and there's a person has, besides the temporal existence of his guf, he has an neshama that is nitzchi, that's a chelek elokam imal. Those things, the hisboinenus, would have taken away all sveikus, and they would have been able to follow and do everything exactly the way they were supposed to do it. And this, of course, we're supposed to learn from this lesson and pass on everything to the future generations. It seemed critical is v'yosim elokim kislam, is the that they would have bitochon, they would have trust in Hashem, and that would seem to help in every way. But the reason for that is they weren't misboinin, and the reason they weren't misboinin is they were nimshach achat avoisof. So we have here a very strange thing, a very relevant thing. It says, you have such a door of such great people. Of course, this is all on their level. They were lacking a hisboinenus in what? In these things. In the recognition of creation, Ashkocha Protis, and the Nitzchias of the Neshama, that could have made the difference that their Emun and Hashem, whatever Hashem tells us, they're ready to do. And why couldn't they do that? Why couldn't they be misboinen? Over here, they couldn't be misboinen because of Avoid Ruach, Kaitse Ruach, we avoid the kosher. Okay, that's that we understand. They can't think, they can't focus. But here, because of the typhus. The typhus blind the person, it's like, but look how important it is. There's a purpose to life. Purpose to life makes the world worth living. There's Hashkocha Protis. That's mamish the essence of everything. HaKadosh Baruch is involved in my life. It creates such a sense of connection and closeness with Hashem. Nitzchias, nobody wants to feel that he's here and then before you know it, it's all over. And there's an end, and it's end and finish, and that's final. And the day you leave this world, it's all over. There's nothing beyond it. These are things that people today are suffering so much because they don't have a sense of belief and understanding these things. But it says these things would have the power with his bainanus, except they couldn't be misbainan because of taiva. Because taiva fights the yesoidus of ruchnius. If a person is a bal taiva, he doesn't want to know there's a creation and there's a purpose. He doesn't even want to know that there's Ashkocha Protis, because Ashkocha Protis means Hashem is involved with everything. So if Hashem is involved with everything, I've got to make sure to do what he says or what he wants. But I have this doer seiru umayre, nimshach achat havoisov. Now the taivas fight the most basic and most important and most powerful lessons. If we would be misbeinen in those things, it would remove all sveikus and everything would be clear to us and a person would be in control of himself and a person would be able to reach the highest levels of ruchnius. But he can't because nimshach achra taivas. The taivas force us just not to pay attention. If this is so, which it seems to be what the Sipurna was saying, so if that's the case, then we really have a very good, potentially good situation, and we also have a big problem. There's a very simple formula to remove sveikus. The formula is the meifsim sichliim of the Torah, which the Sipurna listed as Brias Ha'olam, Ashkocha Protis, and the Nitzchis of the Nefesh. But the problem is we don't pay enough attention to it, because it's a conflict to taiva. Because taiva talks about the pleasures of the here and now. So the lesson is that we have to be able to bring taiva under some level of control. So all that we really need to do is to bring it under control so we should be able to be misboinen. Just pay attention. Look at the world. There is a creation. There is a creator. There is Ashkocha Protis. There's Nitzchias of the Nefesh. That would remove any questions about what to do in life, what my purpose is, what I should be doing, how I make choices. But those taivas are what blind us for the very things that can make our life the most enjoyable, the most beneficial, and the most meaningful, and the most eternal.